Not too long ago, a man called asking if I thought he was a failure. It was absolutely heartbreaking to me, not for my sake, but for his. Through my eyes, I didn't see a failure. I saw someone with so much potential, so many options, such incredible life and hope. Yes, I saw a man who'd gotten his feet tangled in his shorts, but was also in the middle of God's process of restoration. But from his perspective, he saw only the things he didn't, he couldn't, he wouldn't, he should have and never got around to. In his own eyes, he didn't see himself as anything of value, because he felt so bad about how his life had gone up to that point. All he could hear was the voice of hell whispering doom, rejection, and pending catastrophe. He said he felt like a man nearly out of breath floating in the ocean just waiting on the next giant wave to crash over him and him just to drown. In his eyes, he was no better than a smudge on a white wall, not even as good as dust in the windowsill. Through the eyes of grace, we behold each other, and when someone asks us a heartbreaking question like I was asked, or tells us what worthless people they are, or even what worthless people we are, we need to see them as Jesus sees them, through the eyes of grace, like they are someone worth dying for, someone worth living for, as someone who has possibilities and options, not as a disposable person just wedged in a dark corner, twisted, broken, and blind, more than just a smudge in clean air. Because of the blood of Jesus, God believes in you. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, thought you, yes, you, even if you don't believe in God, he gave himself a ransom for you, that you would not have to live abandoned, rejected, isolated and alone, bound in darkness, chained in chaos. It was the heart of the Father to send the Son to offer freedom to anyone who would have it, and in light of that, I call the Gospel of John the book of whomsoever. Yes, it requires a choice, of course, sometimes even a repetitive choice when in the face of temptation. But the Lord says in Psalm 50, verse 15, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you. Even if it sounds too good to be true, it is still true. It is more than a fact, it is the truth. Facts only state the circumstances, but truth has heart and intent in it. And God's truth for you is that he believes in you. As amazing as it is, it's the truth. God believes in you. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.